It's time for Bruin Buzz on K1 at 9:47. Bartlesville High Athletic and Activity Director Ryan Huff with us every Friday morning at this time as we talk Bartlesville High Athletics. And Coach Huff, last week we got to talk about a state championship for cross country, and obviously the main thing going on varsity-wise at Bartlesville High, aside from swimming, has been some signees that you guys had on Wednesday. That was the first official day that a lot of these athletes could sign for different sports. I apologize that I don't know exactly all the rules. I know that football didn't do very much this week, but you know, college basketball and swimming and cross country and stuff, they could start signing on Wednesday. And Bartlesville High had quite a few athletes signed to play collegiately on Wednesday. I know you had another one signed this morning. Riley Rigdon going to sign sometime next week, and we've got all that information available online along with pictures and audio from Coach Huff as well at BartlesvilleRadio.com. But it's been a pretty special week for you all.
Yeah, good morning. It really has been a great time to be there with student athletes and their families as they take part in this special time to sign their letters of intent to pursue an athletic scholarship for themselves next year. And as you said, you know, Wednesday was the first official day that players could sign in pretty much all sports except for football. And you know, you may recall that the NCAA, they implemented a early signing date for football this year, and that's going to take place in December. So that's outside of football. Other sports could sign. And so Wednesday, you know, we had four swimmers that signed. Two of them's going to Kansas, one's going to Drexel, and one is going to Drury. We also had a girls basketball player, Destiny Harris. She signed with Rockhurst University. And then in the afternoon, around 2:50, 3 o'clock, we had a couple of softball players. Kimberly Lawrence and Shelby Roberson signed with Northwestern Oklahoma State University. And so, you know, seeing the swimmers, you had Greta Olson, you had Kate Stewart, you had Emily Giovanetti, and then Delaney Shipman all sign. And to see them and their whole family there and to take part in that was just a great time. And then this morning at 8:30, Faith Hopkins with the girls' golf team signed to continue her athletic run next year at Oklahoma State University. And so that was a great time this morning. And so you look back, you know, me and Matt Hancock, who's assistant athletic director, were visiting. You know, we've got, what, four D1s right there, you know, that we signed just within this week. And then Riley Rigdon will be signing next Wednesday at 11 a.m. And the school's kind of – it's kind of hush-hush right now. And so she's going to do a little reveal Wednesday morning at 11. But, you know, you look at that and you just got to think about all the hard work that these kids put into their sport. I mean, going back to an early age, you know, you look at the swimmers, you look at the cross country, and these kids, they started very young, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, and to see them excel in their sport and to continue on and to get this achievement is really exciting, and it's really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, and I'm glad you pointed out the Division I deal, because that was something that I was most impressed with. Anybody that gets assigned to play collegiately at the next level is spectacular. It's special.
Sure is.
It means a lot, not only, you know, for them to be able to continue their sports career, but to get some money for school. That helps their family, and, you know, it helps the perception of Bartlesville High, its athletic department, and certainly the individual programs that those people come from and everything. But to get there at the highest level, when you go from Bartlesville right to, you know, the University of Kansas or Oklahoma State or OU or whatever, you had 4 or 5 of your first 8 signees signed to play at the Division I level at their next sport. And that's really outstanding. That kind of shows how much talent this class has had on a wide array of sports. And I know, you know, Rockhurst is Division II, there's a lot of girls there, especially at the beginning. They're going to be competing at very high levels come this next fall.
Yeah, and it's you know, we were just so pleased with every one of these girls. And let's not forget the coaches and all this. Yeah. You know, we've got, as I've stated since I took over this position in March, you know, we've got some outstanding coaches in every one of our athletic programs. And if it wasn't for them and their coaching that they give our players on a daily basis during the season, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that the girls wouldn't be able to achieve where they're at. But, you know, the coaches, they do a lot to prepare these athletes to get to the next level. I mean, with the practices they give, the coaching that they do during the contest, you know, and you put all those together and it comes out just to a great opportunity for these student athletes to continue on next year.
Talking with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Ryan Huff here on Berlin Buzz, talking Berlin Athletics every Friday morning right here at 9:45 on K1. Once again, if you're curious, you can see pictures of those girls signing along with all the pertinent information available online at BartlesvilleRadio.com, and looking forward to going out and seeing Riley sign on Wednesday morning and seeing where she ends up. And obviously, she was a special runner cross-country-wise. That's something we can talk about next week as well. Of course, We touched on a cross country and their state championship this past week, and we've ran a few stories on that this past week as well. And now we're getting ready for winter sports. Swimming has done very well to begin the season. They actually have two meets under their belt. They've got a couple more prior to Christmas. I know things don't really get amped up. Winter sports are kind of odd because you've got 2-3 weeks off around Christmas and then for Thanksgiving. So you kind of get off to an uneven start in the first to middle part of December. Things don't really ramp up and get into a regular schedule until after the new year, kind of that first or second week of January. But still has swimming going, and obviously basketball teams getting started with scrimmages. Both the girls and guys have had several scrimmages on the varsity level the past couple weeks.
Yeah, and it's we're just transitioning to a new season. You know, fall sports wrapped up. Now we're going to get into winter sports. And like you said, the swim team, they've had a couple of meets here in Bartlesville. They've done extremely well. Both the boys and girls won both of those meets, and both of them are going to be very competitive this year again in Class 6A as far as the swimming is concerned. You know, they had a chance to go down to Jinx this past weekend and participate in the All-State Preview, and pretty much in Jinx with that, it's the top teams in the state that come up, and it kind of gives you a preseason look of where you stack up against the best competition in the state. And the girls won their side, and the boys finished second or third. And so, I mean, they're both going to be right there to win another state championship this year. We transition over to basketball. You know, basketball and wrestling. Wrestling had their open, preseason contest last weekend, and Saturday they'll travel to compete in an open wrestling meet just to see where they are at. And basketball, like you said, they've had a couple of scrimmages. The boys and girls both had a home scrimmage in the past week and a half, and both of them looked extremely well out there against the competition. And so I know Coach Bynum and Coach Stewart, you know, they got the teams going. They got the boys and girls practicing really hard. And Coach Pulsifer with wrestling's doing the same thing. Coach Englehart with swimming. And so, you know, they're extremely excited about their seasons coming up, and I can't wait to see them out there competing.
Yeah, swimming-wise, girls maybe on the verge of, winning in historic margins. You looked at all those girls that signed. We just talked about them. Those were all seniors for that team. Boys' team is really young. They lost a lot of their guys this past season. So, obviously, kind of a reload, not rebuild situation, same as swimming as it is in cross-country that we've been talking about the past couple weeks. But I'm very much looking forward to seeing how the Lady Bruins do going forward. I think it'll be hard for anybody to knock them off at almost, any meet that they get at the entire season. So should be a lot of fun to watch them. Of course, football wrapped up this past Friday. Did want to touch on the Bruins. Ended up losing to Booker T. Washington the final week of the season. And now our eyes are on the off season a little bit for the football team. And obviously athletic department in the process, it appears, at looking for a full-time head coach after obviously Kyle Poole did well in the interim spot. But now you guys will need a full-time guy to help lead this program starting next semester.
Yeah, and so we did open the position up this past weekend on our district website, and so the process that we have going forward, Kyle Poole came in and did an excellent job with the football team. I mean, he stepped into kind of in a tough situation, but he pulled everybody together, and they competed hard, they worked hard, and, you know, he's going to be right there in the mix. He's going to be going for the position. Kind of the timeline that we have in our head right now, obviously we're accepting applications and resumes as we speak, and, you know, right around the end of November, 1st of December, that's whenever we're going to have the first round of interviews. There's a committee that has been formed for that, and then we'll select some finalists out of that committee and take them in front of Mr. McCauley, the superintendent, and then we will meet to select the best person for this program, you know. And I believe that we're going to have some great applicants go for this, and so, you know, and I gave you the timeline for that, but the timeline's always fluid. It's going to be fluid because, you know, there may be some guys that pop up that are in a state championship playoff run, and so that we may have to delay some interviews until after their season concludes, because we never want to be a hindrance for that process, for their process and going for the gold ball. But, you know, we're gonna sit down with each one of them, you know, and this is something that we're gonna obviously take very seriously, because we want to make sure that we select the right person, whether it's Kyle Poole or somebody else, to come in and lead the Bruins from here on out.
And something that I always point out whenever a job comes open in Bartlesville with the athletic department is that this is a special place, because it's a community. It's not just a suburb of Tulsa. There's a lot of advantages to being in a spot like Bartlesville, and I would think that that probably helps you all in drawing some talent to maybe apply from the outside looking in, because, you know, this is a place that has a lot of things that maybe other football programs that are kind of mixed in with big cities don't have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just go through Bartlesville and look around. This is an excellent community. Love this community. You know, our family moved here, you know, 6-7 years ago, and we're blessed to be here. You know, and so you take that, and then you also couple that with the education that Bartlesville Public Schools has to offer, and you know, this is just an outstanding community, and this is something that this is a community that really, really wants to be involved with athletics. They really want to see our team succeed, and you know, we're going to move forward with some great candidates involved.
Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Ryan Huff here on Bruin Buzz, and of course, as that process moves forward, we'll keep you updated on what's going on right here on K1 and online as well, bartlesvilleradio.com. Looking forward to the rest of fall sports. I know, like I said, things will be a little bit uneven till that first part of December, but basketball season will be here before we know it, and we'll be spending some Tuesdays and Fridays at Bruin Fieldhouse.
No, looking forward to it.
Yeah,
looking forward to it.
Coach Huff, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Bartlesville Athletic and Activities Director Ryan Huff on Bruin Buzz on K1. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour, 39 degrees.
Do you need affordable health insurance for yourself or your company? Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336.